Steadfast Foundations News Headline.
Hey, Adrian.
Hello.
Rick here from Huff and Mather.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Rick, I can hear you fine. Thank you for calling back.
No worries. So did you get my text messages, by the way?
No, I don't know that I do. Well, I got several text messages, but I think we've answered everything that needed to be answered. Bring me up to speed, because I've been out of the office for 2-3 hours.
Okay, so I just wanted to, you know, touch base with you for the day, so I just wanted to give you some updates. In fact, I just tried calling Doria. She's probably not in the office right now, so I could not get a hold of her. So, Adrian, I've been sitting with the development team, and in fact, when you called, my secretary picked up the phone. I was with the development team trying to get some update for you. So where we're standing at today...
Okay, I spoke to somebody just about 20 minutes ago. I talked to somebody. I thought it was you, and I thought that's where I'm confused. Okay, never mind.
No, that's fine.
Bring
you
up to speed. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yes, so the update is, you know, long story short, everything is doable that, you know, Martin sent to us that we discussed. The only thing that needs to be done from cart.com's end that's not doable from our end is going to be to enter a request code that we're going to prepare on the, right? Now, that code needs to be entered on the server side on cart.com.
Wait. Hold on. You lost me. I had a breakup and I didn't catch everything. Go back the last 30 seconds.
Okay.
You said there's something missing from cart.com. Sorry, I'm driving
right, right
now.
I'll repeat myself and I'll slow down a bit.
Yeah.
Right,
go
so
ahead.
we had to set up a page named Foundations. That's done, right? We had to set up the iframe into it, right? That iframe has been entered, so that's done. Now, the code or the request, the actual portion where we have to submit a request on the server side of cart.com so that it fetches an ID, like a customer ID and a session ID, that request code, that needs to be entered on the server side of cart.com, right? The only access we have from them is the back-end panel or the CMS that you gave me, and we don't have any access to the server side. Does that make sense so far?
Okay. I understand what you're saying. What I don't understand is what it means. Right? So what I understood you to say is that there's a need for a field, specifically the foundation serial number, and you can't generate that. That has to come from somebody on the cart.com side. Is that right?
Let me reiterate this one, right? So the API, we have tested that. It's generating the 40 character JSON string, the unique string it has to generate.
Yep.
Right, that's working.
Yep.
The REST API is working. The iframe has been entered on the page where it should be. The page is behind the login screen as you guys instructed. So all that's done.
Yep.
The only thing where we're stuck at that we cannot get, you know, passed with is the code that needs to go into the server side of cart.com so that it you know, kind of fetches the session ID and the customer ID from the cart.com database, right? That
I'm going to put that in my language. Yeah, I'm going to put that in plain English for me because I don't speak your language, okay? So what I understand is when a user logs in, they have a username and password, and then they can see the foundation. There is a foundation associated with that username and password. What's missing is the iframe needs to be shown for that specific user and that specific foundation.
Right.
And that link is missing. Is that right?
Exactly. So what the system does right now is that it has to fetch the customer ID to be, you know, from the database of cart.com. It fetches that customer ID based upon the login. And then it fetches a unique session ID that is, you know, regardless of whether what the customer ID is, the session ID is a unique session code that's generated every time a customer logs in.
Okay.
and it's going to be different.
Right. Yeah. No, that's how you get the security. So, okay. So there is something that's still left. If you could you just spell out for me what, or not for me, but for Doria, and say, okay, we're done, got our part done. We've accelerated this thing. Instead of 5 weeks, boom, we're done today. You know, here's everything. It's finished. We need you guys to get that part done. And if I can't get them to get that done in a day, then I'll know that I need to go talk to the chairman and say, this is ridiculous. I can't have on code changes.
Right.
You know, because of individual people, because you've just demonstrated to me how incredibly simple this really is, right? This is not a
absolutely. That's exactly what's frustrating for me as well in your shoes, because you know, for me, it's quite frustrating that you know, if you have to be with the platform, you have to either rely on them or you cannot get your, you know, business going, right? It's as simple as that.
Exactly.
Right. So
coming to simple.
Right. So coming to what needs to be done, or what you need to do, or what the dilemma here is.
Yeah, go ahead.
.com server side, right? Now, what I'm waiting on is whether if you speak to Doria or the chairman or whoever that is, you speak to them and they...
Yeah.
It's done, right?
I lost the last 20 seconds. I'm sorry.
I'll come back again, right? So yeah. The dilemma here is that the code that we need to build for you, that's going to take about 48 to 72 hours, right? So if you tell me right now that we go ahead and build the code, we'll take about 48 to 72 hours to get the code to you that Doria needs to see, that Doria needs to enter into the back end of card.com, right, on the server side. But if she tells us that she does not want to completely, like which we cannot, of course, or they do it completely and we don't get involved. In that case, you know, it's futile for me to go ahead and spend those 48 to 72 hours if she says she's not going
totally
to enter that code on the back end, right? So this is where I'm standing
I
at.
Totally
so if you speak to Doria or you speak to the chairman, and if they say that they will be entering the code, they are going to do an exception, they're going to, you know, save their customer, I'll go ahead and have my team build the code. Right. Everything else, you can consider that done. I'll hand the code over to you, you know, with the evidence the code is working. And when they enter the code into the server side, the iframe is going to start populating itself automatically. So everything is going to be done before you enter the code on the server side. Right. They're going to be that prepared. But if she says she cannot do it or they won't do it, then, you know, there's no point moving forward from here, because then it's just going to waste both of our time. I mean, because at the end of the day,
I completely agree with that. Yeah, I completely agree with that. So let me make sure: one, I'm driving, and two, this is not my background. Let me make sure I understood what you're saying, Rick. Is that you know that you can write the code, you can get the code that they would need to be able to basically drag and drop into the back end, right? Something they're not granting access to the back end. You can write the code, everything, drag and drop. All they have to do is literally drag and drop. If they agree that they will let you write the code and then have them drop it in, then we have a deal and we're moving forward. And so really, we just need their approval. So the second side to that is, when do you think you would be able to get that code done? As you said, 48, 72 hours, that's the code work. I don't know how many people that is, or when that would be finished. So is there a date you have in mind you say we can do it?
Honestly, that's just one person, and you know, the code is not a long script or something.
Yep.
I mean, in fact, I'm you know, after sitting with the developers, the thing that I'm most surprised with after, you know, getting to is that why exactly would card.com take 5 days to do it in the first place, right? Because
5 weeks.
And I don't know what that means for your business with me, but I can tell you this, that, you know, if card.com...
I'm getting a bad connection again, Rick. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me repeat this back to you. So what I'm trying to say is that I don't know what I'm about to say is going to be going to mean for my business with you, but if God.com mm-hmm. had to do it for you, they could do it. I mean, if they had the intent to do it for you, they could do it well within 24 hours. I mean, the kind of work
yeah.
you're looking at is it doesn't even take days, right? So I don't know why they would take
yeah.
5 days, 4 days, or whatever, and I don't see what the holdup
yeah.
is. I mean, we shouldn't be having this conversation in the first place, to be honest
no.
with you.
No, I completely agree with you. So let me ask a blunt question. Can you guys take over the entire website? Is that within your wheelhouse?
I wanted to discuss with you. I'll be honest with you. I wanted to discuss with you, but I've already done the discussion with the development team. If we take
mm-hmm.
it over and we replicate everything that's going on the back end
mm-hmm.
and the front end and behind the scenes on the website that we may still
yeah.
not be aware of, what kind of merchants, what kind of database and everything, we may take about 4 to 5 weeks to replicate the whole thing. The best part is
yeah.
that you're not dependent. The technology is going to be open source. We most probably are going to leverage Laravel. Laravel is an open source technology, right? So we're going to be leveraging
yeah.
Laravel to build exactly the same
yeah.
platform for you. And that's exactly that's one reason why I want to have this call with you, because I want to understand why exactly are you stuck with Card.com. I mean, is it just for the drag and drop builder that, you know, the CMS?
No, it's
or
not.
The
I really don't want to do a damn thing on that. I don't have the time or the inclination to spend time dragging and dropping and fulfilling things on that website. I need a team of people who can say, all right, we need to have a daily, I'm looking to hire a marketing team, and that marketing team, I'm ready to pull the trigger on it, but I can't because this website, I got to decide whether or not I'm going to stick with them or not. The reason
I mean,
why I'm on the
marketing team wouldn't be so
is
patient
because
as you.
Of the fulfillment.
Yeah. Right. I mean, the marketing team wouldn't wait on the changes for several days. I mean, you could be patient about
no.
it because you have to get this done, but, you know, someone else may not be okay with it. So it all boils down to this.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
there are two ways we go from here. Either you let Card.com do it for you. I mean, if you know, considering or assuming that they say they wouldn't enter an external code into the back end, then there are two options for you. Either you allow them to do it for you and they take whatever 4 or 5 weeks and you go with that, or within the same 4 or 5 weeks, I replicate the exact same website for you along with the feature that we are currently discussing, right? By the end of the better, you will have your own website that's going to be your proprietary and with an open source technology, and anything after that is going to be, you know, as easy as the technology may allow, right? You wouldn't have to wait, or you wouldn't be dependent on any, third-party platform to make it happen for you. So that's where we're standing at. I just want to, you know, clarify the situation for you to help you make the decision.
Yeah.
And from here, I think
yeah.
you could
yeah.
take with the Card.com team. If you need me on the call with them, you want me to be there when you speak to Doria or even the chairman, to be able to, you know, explain
yeah.
the technical aspect of it, I'll be more than happy to jump on a call. You just need to let me know like 10 minutes prior, and I can be on the
yeah.
call as well.
Okay, then let's first of all, ballpark, what do you think it would take for you guys to simply replicate the website and be able to, now when I say replicate, I mean being able to take the credit card payments, being able to send information to the fulfillment center. There's a lot going on in the background.
That I understand. So,
it's it's a ballpark. If you were to replicate it, what would you be looking at you said 5 weeks or so. What cost are we talking about?
Well, see, the 5 week timeline I'm giving you on the basis that, you know, I honestly don't know what kind of work is going on.
Losing the connection again. Let me get rid of these pods and see if I can get you on my car. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Well, of course, been an accident up here. That's not helping things. Speaker. Yeah. All right. You still there, Rick?
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know. I'm hoping that I get less lag. I think the Bluetooth is from my AirPods is just sucking up too much. Okay, so Do you have the ballpark idea of what it would take, money-wise?
Well, see, cost-wise, I can give you a broad ballpark, right? But
sure.
I'll have to look into the back end. The timeline that I'm giving you is on the, simply on the basis that you have 5 weeks. You tell me you want to assign a team. I have to assign two teams, or I have to assign one developer to get this done. I'll meet the timeline of 4 to 5 weeks, right? That's how I'm coming. That's how I'm calculating the timeline right now. As far as the cost is concerned, I could say anywhere between $7,000 and $15,000, right? But then again, we need to look at it, and that is going to, you know, rebate the $2,000 that you've already paid. So we're going to rebate that,
okay.
And whatever the balance is going to be, that's going to be a final cost of getting the website done.
Okay. So what if we go a separate route, a plan B, if you will? The issue is ultimately, I suspect the reason why Cart.com is pushing back, and I mean, that is the only way I can interpret this, right? They're asking a ridiculous amount of time to do something that is fairly simple. What if instead you guys built a completely separate website, standalone?
Right.
Instead of being Slapshare,
right,
it's My Slapshare, and its only function is to allow a user to log in. We have their own username, their own password. We have our standalone, this is the foundation serial number, and we just have a daily list. Active Directory is what we used to call it. I don't know if Active Directories are secure, but if we, instead of having Cart.com do anything with this iframe, if we simply had a standalone after somebody's onboarded, if you will, right? Like Cart.com do the e-commerce, the fulfillment, shipping, and all of that. When they are finished, we send them an email that says, okay, you're fully onboarded. Here now is your link to your MySlapshare.com, essentially monitoring or status website.
Right.
Is that an alternative? Yeah.
So I think we were talking about the same thing we discussed. Something similar to what we discussed with Martin as well, and I think the only issue with this is going to be Martin himself, because what we're looking at is two kinds of logins for each customer, right? They have one login for Snapshot, Cart.com website, and a second login for the status website that's going to be standalone, whether that be an extension.
I think, so from a strategy perspective, Rick, I need to know all the cards, all the options that are on the table, and because we're getting ready to play high-stakes poker here, and my inclination right now is I will ask politely for Doria to get the access, and not the access, but if they will take the code once you've done the coding, and if they will implement it and launch it, test it, whatever they want to do. But if they will bring it across the finish line, if they will, okay, fine. If the answer is no, they're not going to, then I'm going to push to pull the plug on the whole damn thing. And we will probably go that route. It's 5 weeks, it's 5 weeks. I mean, what difference does it make to me? If they can just do the e-commerce thing, we won't do any iframe with them whatsoever. They're going to be out of that, and I'm going to start searching for another e-commerce solution. We'll just, you know, that'll be that, right? I mean, our whole premise from the beginning was this was always part of the program. We always wanted to have the ability to have that status can be reported within Slapshare.com. If I can't have that, then I'm going to have to search for something else. But I don't want to do it with a gun to my head. I'm okay with doing nothing right now. We don't have hundreds of foundations. We are about to launch with potentially hundreds. But if we're going to go make a change, then I would much rather give you complete control. So you're going to build your own website with everything ground up. We're not relying on them whatsoever. And we'll talk to Martin. I can talk to Martin. It's just like, we're not going to get what we're looking for. not going to happen. We're going to be doing this on multiple websites potentially, and that's my frustration. Is we the customer we're talking to is interested in doing a white label approach, which means that we're going to have the same 5-week delay on the next website. So you're going to get an opportunity to drink from this water fountain many times. And I'd rather set it up with success from that perspective and start searching for something else. So I think I'm going to play nice. I'm going to ask Toria politely, can you do this? If you can, great. If you can just put it on hold, I will talk to Toria first thing in the morning. I'll send her an email, see if she's available. It's after hours now, but we'll see what we can do there. I'm just not happy with their lack of support.
Come on.
This is basic stuff. Okay. Well, let's leave it there. The ball's in my court. I understood you to say, make sure that we kind of wrap it up. I understand you can do the programming. You've confirmed everything is functional, as Martin kind of indicated. All you need is to be able to do the code, but you don't want to waste your time and money if at the end, Cart.com's not going to implement it on the back end. And you can't do it. Only they can do it. You can do the coding, but they're the only ones who can activate it, essentially, or put it in the right spot, if you will. Is that generally, am I misinterpreting it? Crap. Rick, I'm sorry. I've got a bad connection.
Yeah, I said you're pretty much right, and that's exactly where we're standing at.
Okay. All right. We're going to discuss our other options. If they come back and say no, then I'm going to let's leave this purchase order and all that stuff where it is. I see opportunity. We still need to work together on this one. We're not done. If they say no, we're going to figure out what else we can do. My inclination is to do the independent website as a standalone. But I've got to push this across the finish line. It's got to work, and it's got to be simple. Because I see not only if we go with mysapture.com, and that's the other thing that's going on, we're going to need a portal for administrators. We're going to need a portal for somebody who's setting up the job, installers. We're going to need a different viewpoint for foundation repair companies who want to be able to see how their foundations are doing in detail. There's a lot more development that needs to be done, and I think it's somewhat of a fool's errand, honestly, to try to incorporate this. If they're not willing to play, then they're not willing to play, but I just need to buy some time. So I'll talk to Doria and see if we can get this thing going. Okay?
All right, everybody.
Hopefully she'll play ball.
I'm with you on this, okay? So just let me know, and we'll go from there.
Okay, sounds good, Rick. Thank you so much for the call.
All right, thanks, man. Enjoy the evening.
Yeah, take care. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.